One of the most consequential elections in the country is the race for district attorney in Los Angeles County. And at the heart of it is the push for police reform. The incumbent Jackie Lacey is running against former San Francisco district attorney George Gascon. And both candidates are Democrats, but have starkly different views. There's also a lot of money going into this race, more than $12 million, including $1.5 million to the Gascon campaign from billionaire investor George Soros. For more, we're joined by Libby Denkman, senior politics reporter for KPCC. Welcome, Libby.
Hi, Tanya. Good to be here.
Yes. So the Los Angeles DA is the largest prosecutor's office in the country, and it's responsible for shaping the city's approach to criminal justice. And Lacey and Gascon are really starkly different candidates. I mean, Lacey has drawn a lot of support from police unions. Gascon is pitching himself as a progressive reformer. Let's start with Jackie Lacey, who is seeking a third term. What is she running on?
Sure. So Jackie Lacey has been a career prosecutor. She really came up within the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office. She was the protege of the prior DA, and she was seen as the heir apparent for some years. And Lacey calls herself a reasonable reformer. She says she has instituted a mental health diversion program and really wants to keep community safety front and center while also following steady reforms. Now, George Gascon would say the reform have not come soon enough, and that Lacey is, in fact, in the pocket of Los Angeles police unions.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about George Gascon. He's a former police officer and a former San Francisco DA. He's campaigning on change and reform, but what exactly is he hoping to change?
Well, Gascon was the co-author of a statewide bill called Proposition 47, which downgraded some nonviolent felonies to misdemeanors. And that has led, along with some other issues of reform that were passed statewide in recent years, that has led to a drop in the jail population statewide. So he wants to continue this pattern of reducing incarceration, finding ways to divert people to either substance abuse programs or mental health diversion. He says that Black and brown men are disproportionately affected by our criminal justice system and our jails, which of course is borne out by data. Things like gang enhancements that he says are based on faulty data. And that also has been borne out by recent events in Los Angeles. Gang enhancements, of course, are additional enhanced charges that can be added on to somebody's sentence because they are a member of a gang. But in Los Angeles, multiple police officers now are facing charges for falsifying gang data into the CalGang database. Los Angeles County now can't even access the CalGang database anymore because field officers were saying that certain people they stopped were members of gangs when they simply weren't.
Well, with Lacey, though, I do remember that the Black Lives Matter movement and others were really critical of her tenure. Can you explain a little bit about why and who actually supports her? You mentioned that the police union supports her.
Yes, it's interesting. You see Jackie Lacey signs when you go to the suburbs of L.A., like San Marino. I was there over the weekend, which is near Pasadena. You'll see signs supporting her reelection. And then as you move west into the center of Los Angeles proper, you see way more George Gascon support. Jackie Lacey has been protested regularly by Black Lives Matter and other community groups in Los Angeles for what they see as her failure to prosecute police officers who kill Black men and Latino men in Los Angeles. She has only prosecuted one law enforcement officer, a sheriff's deputy, during her time in office, her 8 years in office. And Lacey says she follows the law and only pursues cases that she believes she can win. However, these activists say she has failed to step up and actually hold police officers accountable.
You know, another thing I'm wondering is, why did so many politicians withdraw support from Lacey in favor of Gascon? And do you expect to see more of that?
Everything that's happened with our racial reckoning in this country has just brought voters to really turn their head and look and see these weekly protests that have been going on for years by Black Lives Matter in front of Jackie Lacey's house. And all of this has just coalesced at a time when we are seeing this nationwide push for more progressive prosecutors to be elected in cities like Chicago and Philadelphia. This has been a goal of progressive reformers to really shift the narrative, shift policy from the top down. And you can't get bigger than this Los Angeles DA's office. I mean, this truly would be the gem in the crown of these progressive activists who are saying enough is enough. We have to start looking at reforms, at ways to divert people from the criminal justice system. And that has coincided with the national attention and voters' attention really turning to these issues.
That's KPCC senior politics reporter Libby Dankman. Thank you so much for this update.
Thanks, Tanya.